Hi, it's Phil Hendry, and it's time for episode 496 of our classic podcast from November of 2005. Herb Sewell, with his history at Atascadero and his crimes against, well, women and children, takes a job at a local mall as a Santa Claus to help him, quote, research a book he's writing. Yeah, sure, Herb. Let's listen and see how this develops from November of 2005, episode 496 of our classic podcast.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Also, the Division of Underground Service. Now, I would put it to you that I think it is very important, you know, that you take this into consideration.
All right, I'm talking with Herb Sewell. Mr. Sewell, it is no secret, as I mentioned, Herb, you were incarcerated for some 8 years in a psychiatric hospital, and that was in Atascadero, correct?
That is correct, Phil. That is the forensic hospital, Atascadero, yes.
And you were there for what crimes?
I was actually there for a variety of crimes. Assault, basically sexual crimes relative to children.
All right, so you were a child incarcerated for child molestation, correct?
That is correct, yes.
All right, now, Herb, you have said in print that you believe there should be a, quote, statute of limitation. Give me this idea again.
It's not really a statute of limitations. I'm not trying to say that there should be a statute of limitations on crimes against children. And I do want to say, Phil, not that you intentionally let this out, but I was incarcerated for 8 years. I was released, and I haven't reoffended.
No. I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that you. No, you're right. You're out, and you are a productive member of society, but you are still have to register in the areas that you live. And you still have to allow your background to be known, correct?
Well, that is the point that I'm trying to make with you. I think that the time has come, and I use the term, and it's a very crude term. You know, but sometimes sometimes the most colloquial terms, are the ones that are the most concise. And I think that the time has come. That when it comes to the crime of sexual molestation, when it comes to child molestation, that once a man has entered the punitive system, the penal system, the United States prison or jail system, and has served his time, and then why do we continue and I use the term break his balls, and I don't mean,
Well, let's just say harass, or whatever you want to say. But the point is,
all right, harass is a very good term.
But the point is, you don't want to have to register. Is that it?
Now, I'll tell you what I'm doing right now, Phil. I'm writing a book, and the book is about consumers. As you know, I'm working with a couple of think tanks on consumer habits, and I'm working in conjunction with the Consumer Watchdog think tank, and which is the McCummins Foundation.
Right.
Now, in order for me to look at consumers, I've got to be around consumers. And yet, if I'm around consumers, my face has been on so many websites relative to child molestation and pedophilia, that I literally have to work in a disguise. And that's where I got my idea.
Yeah, but what you're doing is, you're working in a Santa Claus costume, is that right?
I'm working as a Santa Claus, that's correct, yes.
That's the costume?
It's the only way that I can get inside of a mall and watch consumer habits. Now, you can say what you want. I am telling you, yes, of course it's dangerous to have child molesters around children in every conceivable way. But the point that I'm making here is there is a time when we have to say enough's enough. I've got a job to do. Why are you breaking my balls on this thing? and I'm sorry to have to say that. And so that's when I took the job.
All right. This is a very important area. People don't want to fool around with the safety of their kids. You're doing a book on consumer trends. I understand that. why it is that you have to take a job as a Santa Claus in a mall.
Phil, I told you why. And the reason is very, very...
No, but see, here's the thing. If you are taking a job in a mall as a Santa Claus, and you're working, watching consumers, you have to give a background check, don't you?
I have have to.
I mean, don't they do a background check?
No, they do not.
They don't do a background check in the mall that you work at?
No, they do not. And I can tell you right now, Phil, I'm grateful for that, because if they had done a background check and they didn't hire me as a Santa Claus, then I would not be able to get into this mall and do the kind of surveillance on consumer habits that I wanted to do. You understand what I'm saying? And so, unfortunately, people can't let go. It's been 10 years. You know, the reason why they can't let go is so many of them are such bad parents that they have to find someone else to blame.
All right, man. That to me, that...
No, that is absolutely the truth. So many of these people have such bad parents, they have to find someone else to blame. And so they have to humiliate me, and, you know, and I've got to hide in a Santa Claus outfit.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking here with Herb Sewell, and we're talking here about his job as a Santa Claus in a mall. You know, I'll tell you something. You're making a point when you say that you need to work.
Absolutely.
And you're making a point when you say that you you know, you get recognized if you're on a child molestation website.
That's correct.
But you lose me when you say, why are you still, quote, breaking my balls over this thing? It's been 10 years since I've been out. Look at Herb.
Well, where am I losing you?
Here's where you're losing me. This is a crime that most parents are going to tell you. It doesn't matter if 20 years pass, 30 years pass, 40 years pass. They don't ever want to have the kids around somebody who has a background like yours.
And I couldn't agree more, Phil.
All right. Then what are you saying?
What I'm saying is this. There comes a time when a man has to make a living. And I've got to be able to make a living. You know, I've just got to be able to make a living. And if the only way I can make a living is dressed as a Santa Claus so I can observe consumer habits, and I recognize that I am a child molester, or I was. I'm not anymore.
Well, which is it?
I used to be. I'm not anymore. Then I'm sorry. And I wish I could tell the mall that I work at my background, but if I did, I'd be fired. And the only way I could do this job, this book, is by getting into a Santa costume and having children sit on my lap.
And you were in prison for 8 years as a child molester.
That's right. Read it and weep.
Read it and weep. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Out of bounds. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I mean, that's what you said. Some of them are such bad parents that they've got to find somebody else to blame. That sounds something that's intentionally explosive. Sounds like something that's intentionally explosive so that you can kind of take the heat off of yourself.
Well, Phil, I don't mean it to be intentionally explosive, you know, but the fact is this. I was inside a task now for 8 years, and I went in a guilty man. I came out an innocent man. Now, let me tell you what I mean by that. I went in fully guilty of crimes of violence against some 150 children. You know, that's nothing to sneeze at, you know. You know, and so
I don't know, you know. I don't know what you find funny.
Well, it's nervous laughter. Believe me, I don't think it's funny at all. But what I'm trying to tell you is this. That when I came out, and my job was now in consumer affairs, rating different kinds of laundry detergents and so on and so forth, I need to get close to that. What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, but it sounds too Pat Herb taking a job as a Santa Claus in a mall at Christmas time. And, oh, yeah, I happen to be a former child molester. Okay?
Well, Phil, can you tell me what other job I'm supposed to take where people aren't going to recognize me from 50 million pedophilia websites? You know, do you know that I'm probably better known, and I mean this very sincerely. My face is probably on more websites than that huge, I forget the name of the huge woman. What is her name again? The big one.
Anna Nicole Smith?
Anna Nicole Smith. Forgive my graphic. Well, I bet you my face is on more websites than her ass. And I mean that. And I am sorry to have to put it that way. You know. But that's what I'm saying. And so, because of that, You know, I've got to put on a beard and a red hat. And I find it humiliating.
You find it humiliating?
I find it humiliating, yes.
You'd rather not be doing it?
No, I'd rather not be doing it. I'd rather be sitting there. Well, I don't mind it. I think, you see, you seem to think that because I was a child molester, I'm supposed to now hate children. And I do to some degree, yes, I do hate children for what they did to me.
But well, what does that mean?
Well, because of the crimes that I went to prison for, I take responsibility for it. But if there hadn't been such a thing as kids, then I never would have done it. You see? So now I've got a job in advertising. An opportunity to do a book. I have to begin to do some research on consumer habits. I go into a mall. I get a job as a Santa Claus. And now everyone wants to break my castanets on that one. You know.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Herb Sewell is with us on his former days as a child molester, now working for a think tank on consumer research, taking a job in a mall as a Santa Claus. Cecilia, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show. Cecilia?
Oh, yes.
Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. I have a very quick question to ask. Is he on right now?
This is Herb Sewell, yes.
Okay. One, are most of these girls that you take photographs of prepubescent?
I don't take pictures of girls.
Only boys.
I don't know what the lady's referring to.
Let me guess, ma'am. You're listening to a radio station that's probably playing a tape of one of our shows. What station are you listening to, ma'am?
I'm listening in Central Florida. That's all I'm going
to
say.
That's right. Now, you're listening to our affiliate in Orlando. Apparently, they continue to insist on running tapes of our show when, in point of fact, they could run it live if they had somebody there who knew how to run the show live.
Where are y'all out of?
We're out of Los Angeles.
Oh, no. So I'm not. Okay. So I can't really say anything to him. I'm sorry.
That's all right. He's a different guest. Thank you. And plus, we probably shouldn't have put that call on the air. Kristen, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
I'd just like to ask him if he really believes that the public is so stupid that any of these listeners are going to believe that you are in a Santa Claus suit at a mall for consumer research.
Well, ma'am, I don't really care. I don't care what you believe. I know what the truth is. Now, if you believe in truth, you'll believe me. If you want to go along with your fantasies about what child molesters are supposedly all about, then I guess you'll go along with the mob. But I would submit to you that mob, thinking like a mob, thinking as a member of a mob, is a very dangerous thing to do. You know.
Jesus. Go ahead, ma'am.
I'll tell you what child monsters are about, and they're about pure evil. They do not change. They cannot be rehabilitated.
Well, ma'am, are you a former molester?
No, I'm not.
Well, then how do you know so much about it?
Okay, I'll ask you. I'd like your opinion.
Well, wait a minute. You're the one that was making statements. I'm asking you what your expertise is.
Okay, well, let me prove something.
No,
you
have to tell me what your expertise is. You made some statements, ma'am.
I'd like to ask you a question, and my point will be proven.
Well, ma'am, you made some statements that you need to prove before you have to prove them for you.
I am trying to, and I can prove
it by asking your question and your answer. Well, ma'am,
okay.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to help you with your proof. You have to prove.
I don't need you to help me.
All right, then I won't answer any questions.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
Well, the lady says she's an expert, but she needs me to help her.
No, I didn't say that. I'm trying to tell you. I want to know if you are.
Wait, do you want to know something or are you telling me something?
Just listen.
Hey, Herb, what?
Just
Herb,
shut
don't,
up and
don't,
listen. You're on the
don't.
Radio. You need to let someone else take a turn.
I'll listen, ma'am, but you need me to help you because you want me to answer a question for you.
Okay.
And
if
you
I could
made
have
a statement
a second,
that I'm wondering how you made that statement if
you
don't have
the expertise. If I could have a second to explain myself,
Herb, why don't you
without talking
lady,
over you.
Let the lady say what she wants to say.
All right.
Okay. My point that I'm trying to prove is that these people do not change. They are child molesters. They are pedophiles for life.
All right, now prove
and
it.
I'd like to ask. Okay, I am. Listen, are you say that you're not a current child molester?
I thought you said you didn't need
are
my
you,
help.
Are you still a pedophile? Do
I
you
thought
still
you
have
said
attraction
you didn't. I thought you
children?
Said you didn't need my help.
Do you still have attraction to children?
I thought you said you didn't need my help. That you were going to make
answer the question. If you're not, then that's
well.
That's,
and Kristen, you have no information on the subject because you keep having to ask me questions to
you're
prove
right.
your points.
You're right.
And
you have information.
No,
you
well,
have
then,
information on this,
then,
and I'm wanting. I want to know if you're going to be honest.
Well,
or not.
Hold on.
Are you still attracted to children?
I'm getting very...
Or are you rehabilitated?
I'm getting
you
very...
You are not rehabilitated,
I'm getting
are you?
Very attracted to you, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, of course you are.
I am. I'm getting very attracted
you know
to
what?
You.
You're not, because I'm not under 12.
Because... Now, here's why. I'd love to cuff you around a little bit.
Oh, boy. That, see, that right there says a lot.
What?
You want to cuff her around?
She's starting to tighten my jaws.
Well, that's fine, but you need to... You need to answer the question. Are you a current pedophile, meaning are you attracted to children still or are you rehabilitated?
How old are you?
Are you attracted to normal-aged women now
how
or men, whatever?
How old are you?
It doesn't matter. What
yes,
does
it does, because
do
I'm attracted
the question?
To, I'm attracted to you. So if you're a child, then yes, I am still attracted to children.
Are you being cute?
No, I'm not
yeah.
being cute.
My point is,
I'd like
for
to
anybody who cares
around.
To listen, obviously he doesn't care to listen, but any of the listeners do.
Well, here we go. Kristen's
they
not going to show
not.
Us what a... What an expert she is on the subject.
They are not they're not able to be rehabilitated. These men don't change. They continue to be attracted to children.
How do you know, how
they
should
be
Kristen?
Locked up for life.
How do you know that, Kristen?
Locked up for life and never let out.
Well, that's
it
what she
learned
on the
Oprah Winfrey
show.
It is the only unforgivable crime
come on. Will you just
that
hold
I
on.
Could think of. It's the only unforgivable crime that I think people should never be
well,
allowed to
Well, I don't know if the lady
for.
Is speaking
the,
as a former perpetrator
is,
or whether she was a victim or a perpetrator. I don't know what she's
I was neither
where
a
she's
perpetrator
getting her, well, where are you,
nor
where,
a victim.
Where are you getting your information then? The Oprah Winfrey Show or...
I was neither a victim nor a perpetrator.
Well, where are you getting your information then, please?
Well, I'm getting it from child molesters. Obviously, if you can't...
You hang out with a lot of child molesters, is that it?
Obviously, if a child molester cannot tell me, as you right now... That you are not attracted to children, that's my point.
Well,
right
I want to know, do you take it from your husband with a plunger handle? Now, if you can't tell me, I'm going to assume that you do.
All right, that is enough. That's enough.
No, if she won't tell me, I'm going to assume that she does.
This guy's an idiot, and it's not even a point that should be discussed because...
Ma'am, I'm going to ask you once.
Obvious,
I'm going to ask you one final time.
You can't even answer the question.
How old are you? Because I'm very attracted to you.
You know, you said that you wanted to slap her around.
Yes, I do. That doesn't mean I don't like her.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. That's got nothing to do with the point.
I
want to
know if that turns you on.
Does it?
I want to know if it turns you on.
No, absolutely not.
Being cuffed around?
Absolutely not. I'm not going to get into this.
Man,
it's ridiculous.
I love that. Oh,
but what turns you on is the question, and it's children,
you?
And you know it.
No, you.
Yeah.
You.
I'm sure it is. I'm sorry. I'm a little too old for you.
No.
I have
you
actual
turn
formed
me on.
Breasts.
You have
no.
You have fake breasts?
No, I have actual formed breasts. I'm too old
like
for
that.
You.
I like that.
I'm
I don't
old.
Like plastic ones.
No.
Well, what, Herb, what's your point?
I'm telling
you,
you
like
my point is I'm attracted to her.
You like women who have no breasts, who are too young to even
wait a minute.
Be considered
You said
women.
Women who have no breasts. Does that mean I'm into women who've had mastectomies?
Women who are not old enough to form breasts.
Well, then they're not women, are they? They're children, is that right?
Yes.
Oh, then why you call them women?
I just said not old enough to be called
you know,
women.
Kristen,
if you,
you are,
shut your mouth,
Kristen,
you, hear
you
what
are
I'm
a little
saying,
too
but
easy.
You're not interested.
Well, hold on for a minute.
No, she's a little easy. You know what I'd like
no.
to do with her? I'd like to bend her over my knee and give her a good hard slap. I bet you that put a smile on her face.
Oh, man.
Keep talking. You just show what an idiot you are. You can't even answer the question if
well,
you're
what,
still attracted to children
this
or not.
Phil Hendry, Kristen, what exactly your question is he still attracted to children?
Yeah, just answer it.
Am I
still
attracted to children? Actually, no, I hate children.
Do you still have a sexual attraction
no.
for them?
No, I hate
you have
them.
A sexual, do you have a sexual attraction?
Well, you keep saying,
normal age
do
people?
You have a do you have a sexual attraction? Because you seem to be obsessed with this.
No, I
well,
do not.
I answered your question, but I do have a very strong sexual attraction. I am very sexually attracted to you.
Good. And,
I'd like to, and the way I would express that is by shoving you out of a moving car.
That's great.
Okay, that, you know...
No, I would. That's what I do with my first wife. You know that.
Yes, I do know that. You went to prison for that.
Well, I'd like to do it to her.
Anybody who cares to listen, this guy is full of, you know what...
Right, Kristen, they're going to take your word for it.
Yeah.
Because you're so educated.
Yeah, they're
going to
take
subject.
Your word for it because you're a freaking child molester. You're a real stand-up guy, aren't you?
Well, they just heard you say you'd like me to slap you on the rear end with the bare of my hands, so what are they going to think of you?
Yeah.
Well,
no, they just heard her say that she would be turned on by that.
Yeah, I'm sure they did.
Yes, they did.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to announce to you that Kristen told me she'd love it if I hit her bare rear end with my hand until it was bright red, apple red.
I don't think anybody's interested in hearing that. I think the topic is...
The point is what?
Getting let out of prison to molest children again. It's not about... Whatever you're trying to make it about.
The point is, Phil, that I would love to make passionate love to Kristen and then throw her from a moving car.
Why did you even call this? Why are you even on this radio show if you don't want to talk about the thing that the radio show's about?
I wanted to talk about it, but when I heard your voice, I became aroused. And when I get aroused, I get very focused. And when I become focused...
Well, why don't you hang up the phone then and get off the radio show, because that's not what it's about.
I will if you'll give me your address.
All right. Kristen, my apologies. Apparently, Mr. Sewell is having fun.
I'm not having fun. I'm aroused by her.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Kristen, thank you very much.
Okay, that's right. Blow me off.
Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. FUBAR. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
They make you buy your own suit.
Well, Herb, you're not going to get too many people sympathetic to the fact that you have to buy your own Santa Claus suit for this job. You know, 8 years inside of a psychiatric... You were just in prison. You were in a psychiatric hospital. Is that correct?
That is correct, yes.
And you were in a psychiatric hospital because the courts thought that you were criminally insane.
That is correct. That is correct. Yes. I did not murder anyone. I did not murder anyone. I want that to be eminently clear, you know. Because I can tell you, when I was in the Tascadero, I met a few men who did murder, you know. And they murdered everything. What is the movie that I've seen? I forget the name of the movie, but he says, I've killed about everything that walked or crawled at one time, you know. And I ran into guys like that, you know. But I wasn't one of them.
Well, I would suspect that you're not, because you're out. But the point is, the crime that we're talking about is so serious.
It's very serious, Phil. But when is society going to stop breaking our castanets over this thing and allow me to make a living? I've got to put on a beard and a red hat and have these kids sit in my lap. Now, the very people that don't want me doing that are forcing me to do that, because I've got my face on every pedophilia website. I can't go out into public and do this research that I need to do for my book, so I've got to go into disguise. And the disguise that I have to get into is a disguise where I have children sitting in my lap. How stupid can you be? You know? It's enough to make you want to wet your pants. You know? Because at the end of the day, when my book is published... And I put on the dust jacket, oh, by the way, hi, I'm Herb Sewell, a convicted child molester, and I was able to conduct my research from my consumer awareness book by being a Santa Claus in a mall for Christmas, you know. It's going to make a few people look like some horses' hind ends, if you know what I'm saying. You know.
Well, I don't know who you're trying to make look bad. You know,
I'm not trying to make anyone look bad, but it's going to make a few people look like the rear end of a horse.
All right, let me go over here to Travis. Travis, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was going to ask your man there whether or not he how long did you spend in prison?
I was not in prison. I was in a hospital.
You were in a hospital?
Yes.
Well, if you were in prison, you'd get your ass kicked about every day, if at all possible.
Is that right?
Yes, it's right.
Well, you must know a lot about that.
I know quite a bit about that.
And how long were you in prison for, and what were you in for?
I'll tell you another thing.
How long were
Why
you in prison for?
Why can't you get off of your little subject of the book? I mean, you can't write about anything else besides consumer awareness?
Let me see, Travis. You were in prison for what, rape?
Pardon me.
You were in prison pardon you? Oh, you mean the governor pardoned you?
What do you need me to do? What do I have to do for you now?
I want to know.
The way you work.
You
for another thing, I will tell you, hey,
Armed robbery?
No.
You're
looting.
In prison for... I got
eluding.
It.
Eluding. Now, the other thing...
You were taking it where?
Where?
All right, look.
You don't have any kind of a prison record?
Wait a minute, you were running from the police? Is that what you were doing?
Yeah, I was.
Well, now, aren't you the big bad criminal?
No, I'm not. Matter of fact,
I was inside...
I am also rehabilitated.
As a matter of fact, one of my very dear friends, Walter Belhaven, is inside for the murder of approximately 40 people. You know.
Bob.
Why do you say he's one of your dear friends?
Well, he's a person.
Sideshow Bob.
Who is he still talking?
You act just like Sideshow Bob on The Simpsons. You've seen it. Just like him. Delusion. For one, I don't know how in the hell you're out, man.
Well, Travis, I don't really watch cartoons the way you do. I do a lot of reading. And what I do know is your class of people, I believe, started out with calves or some kind of livestock before you moved on to women.
As a matter of fact, we did, but we kept you alive. Hey, I wanted to tell you that you're absolutely...
What did you want to tell me, Travis?
You're a
that warrant, my car will be ready. To, my car will be ready tomorrow at 5.
No.
All right. Other, look.
I'm having fun with the boy.
All right. Wait. Hey,
you know what? For one, you bought into my ploy anyway. Look at that.
I bought into your ploy anyway. Look at that.
Look at it.
What are you showing me?
You're sitting here arguing with me about nothing.
Arguing about nothing?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Well?
Well, I'm not really arguing about nothing other than the fact that you, I think you said you were in prison for eluding.
Yeah, I was.
Well, good
That's
for you.
That's really, is that even the point? Whether or not, you
There
know,
is no point because we're arguing about nothing. Tell you what,
right.
Travis,
but the
I
other
think
thing
you
I wanted
one,
to ask you, I
think you might have been one of the kids I molested.
Do you have any probation?
Okay.
No,
you have
Travis,
any probation?
Did I see you in Sausalito at about 19, say, 91?
All right.
Do you have any probation?
Not on me, but I can go to my car and get some.
All right.
Yeah.
What did you do? Did you hang up with the man? I was having fun with him.
I'm moving on to another call.
Well, see, right there, Phil, is the kind of guy. I swear to God, I think I knew him in another life.
You know, Herb, you making jokes about the kids that you molested is starting to piss me off a little bit.
Well, I don't want to piss you off, but I'm trying to make the point.
No, no, you're, you know, did I know you in about 1991?
I'm the guy that had to take a job at a...
Yeah, you had to take a job as a Santa Claus in a mall because you need to research your consumer awareness book. I'm supposed to feel sorry for you?
Well, I'm getting my balls broken over that.
Yeah, and would you not use that term, by the way? How long are you going to break my you-know-whats for this? Let me tell you something, man. I don't know if there is a statute of limitations on child molestation. I don't think there is. They're busting guys for crimes they committed decades ago. So why should there be any calming of the public fear after you get out after 10 years?
Well, I can tell you that Walter Belhaven...
Walter Belhaven is a psycho.
You got that right.
Yeah. George, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Phil, I just wanted to make one comment.
Yes, sir. Go
this
ahead.
This guy has molested over 100 children, and he's complaining because he's got to... he's on all of the websites for pedophilia and molesting children, and he ruined 100 children's lives. Now, I don't have any sympathy for him at all.
How long do I keep getting my castanets broken for this?
You wouldn't even be walking on the street if you had molested one of my children, man. I'll tell you what, you'd be in pushing up daisies.
I'd be a gardener.
You wouldn't have gotten away with what you got away with.
Well, I didn't get away with it. I was put in a
You have
a
got away with it.
Hospital.
You only spent 8 years. only spent 8 years locked up, and you should be still locked up for the rest of your damn life.
Well, look, Walter Belhaven has been in there for 10, and he's killed over 50 people. So I don't understand the arithmetic.
Walter Belhaven is never getting out, right?
That's correct.
All right, so he's in for the rest of his life.
But he's only been in for 10.
So what's the point?
The point is, if you look at it that way, he got away scot-free, too.
No, he didn't. He's never getting out, man. He's never getting out.
Look, at Walter Belhaven killed 50 people, 10 of them men, with his bare hands. And you guys are breaking my balls of...
Oh, come on, man. It's a crime against children. Jesus, I would think that almost we would admire you if you'd been a murderer of adults as opposed to molesting kids, like the man said.
This guy should have been executed years ago.
Wait a minute. I'm dead and Walter Belhaven is still conducting the Zen Garden. Walter Belhaven gives a talk on botany once a week in the day room, and he killed 50 people. Now, I asked this gentleman, what's his name?
George.
I ask you, George, is that justice?
Justice should be that this guy should have already been executed, and you should have your rear end still locked up in jail.
You mean Walter Belhaven should be executed?
And I don't have any sympathy for you one bit.
Walter Belhaven is a madman, a pure monster, and yet once a week he gives a talk on botany and Zen gardening in the day room.
Well,
why?
That's what's wrong with our penal system right now, is that these judges are letting people like you out on the street and letting these people still breathe air when all the people they've killed are not allowed to even breathe again.
Say that again.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
No, say that again, what you just said.
I just said that that the justice system should not have allowed you back out on the street.
George,
also the guy that you're talking about killed 50 people.
Waterbelly.
He should have already been executed years ago.
All right, then let me ask you this. Randall Toomey rented a yacht out of Oahu. When they finally found the yacht, the French Coast Guard picked him up adrift off of Tahiti. He had cut up his entire family and was using parts of their body for bait. He'd already caught two large sea bass. Now,
well, this is sick. This
well,
is just
I mean,
sick.
Come on. What do you?
The point is,
you're sick too.
Only
and this
he,
was sick.
He is to this right now. He gives Tai Chi classes to some of the other inmates.
So what are you saying? Because these men were adjudicated, George, just for your information, as criminally insane. In other words, so,
I don't care
so,
what they well, if the they were is, criminally insane. They still have taken the life.
Well,
and
yeah,
they should,
I agree.
They
but,
should,
I mean, what Walter
suffer
I mean,
with giving up their life.
What Herb is saying is that he's somehow better than these guys. But the fact is, those nutcases, I mean, they're nuts.
Yeah, I agree
so
with
they're you. Nuts, all right? So they're nuts. Toomey, and I mean, he caught a pretty nice-looking sea bass with parts of his daughter. Now,
oh, come on,
oh,
man.
Oh, you're sick. Man, you're just as sick
well,
as you
I'm just
be.
Saying it was a record for that part of the of Tahiti.
What was?
The bass. I don't understand.
Do you understand that talking about a record sea bass catch in this context is... You know what? You ought to be back inside, Herb.
No, don't say that.
I'm saying it. You ought to be back inside if you don't get the difference between what we're talking about and it was a record catch.
It was 350 pounds.
Yeah, these liberal judges are letting people like that out on the street. They're letting the criminals that commit murder live and breathe air and enjoy life. Even if they're behind bars, they still get to watch television, they get to go to the library. It's just absolutely ridiculous.
What's wrong with a man improving his mind?
The guy, he freaking murdered his George, thank you very much for your call.
George, I understand what George is trying to say. I'm simply trying to say, I hope you'll read my book. It's on
Oh, shut up. Thanks, George. 1-800-449-8686.
When he talks about liberal judges, is he talking about the guys that judge the bass tournament?
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Shock and awe meets your radio dial. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show is back.
I'm making the case that you don't understand when you bring up the fact that it was a record sea bass catch, and you forget the context.
No, I know the context, Phil. I know it very well. Toomey's a madman. He's a monster. He'll never be let out. Same as Bellhaven. They'll never be let out.
No, it sounds to me like you're just mouthing the words. This guy, Toomey, is a psycho. Freaking insurance executive from Stanislaus County. Takes his family to Hawaii on a vacation. Charters a yacht. Missing at sea. 4 days later, the French Coast Guard pick him up off of Tahiti. The whole family is dead, cut up, and he's using them for bait.
Well, you pretty much know the whole story.
Yeah, I heard it from you. And the guy hasn't said a word since they picked him up in Oahu. Is that it?
When the Oahu sheriff picked him up. That's right, yes.
I mean, do you understand what a madman this is?
Well, he's doing better. Well,
I feel so much better for him. He's doing better.
Well, you have to understand, Phil. It is a hospital. You know, I mean, in other words, inherent in the definitions to heal. You know,
really, somebody. I wonder if they can put the dead back together. Can they bring the dead back to life? I'd like to see them do that before they put a psycho like Toomey back on the street or put Bellhaven back together again. Once a week, he gives a botany lecture in the day room.
It's very fascinating. I guess you. Okay, so that's a war crime for saying that.
I don't care if it's fascinating. I could give a crap. Him and the Birdman of Alcatraz, all those whack jobs. I can't take a call because I've been running my big fat mouth and I had calls to go to.
Well, you said it. You were running your big fat mouth. You know.
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Taking talk radio to the next level. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Back with Herb Sewell, convicted child molester, now out and author on consumer affairs. Here is Paul. Paul, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hey guys. And I just can't believe what I'm hearing, to be completely honest. I do have a question. Now, you guys said that when this guy applied for the position as a Santa Claus guy, they did background checks, correct?
No, they don't do a background check.
They don't do background checks?
No, sir, they do not, no.
So with a convicted child molester, there's someone out there, or there's people out there
I'm not allowed to get a job, is that it?
Not as a Santa Claus, no.
Well, I'm doing research on consumer affairs, and I have to be in disguise.
I don't care if you're in disguise. If I was a young father, if I was a father, and I knew that my son or daughter was sitting on the lap of a pervert, of a child molester, of a convicted child molester, it would take me about 3 seconds to rip my son or daughter off their lap and just beat their face in. There's no...
I haven't done a thing. I'm sitting there in a Santa Claus costume. You come up and beat my face in. Do you realize you'd go to jail and I wouldn't?
And to be honest, I could give a... I don't care. If you even touch my son or daughter, you've given me the
But you're the one who put him into my lap, so that'd be a lawsuit. Beaten me up. I've sued you. Now I'm garnishing your wages for the rest of your life. Boy, that's a real big favor you did your kids.
So you're telling me that you can justify in any way?
I'm sorry? I'm simply saying, if you came up to me and beat me up after putting your son or daughter in my lap...
Well, wait a minute. The gentleman is saying this in an emotional way. The lawsuit should be against the mall.
For what? I'm sitting there trying to see consumers. Somebody put some brat in my lap.
Some brat, huh?
I didn't want it. By the way, Vernon Dozier's coming up.
I'll do it. Thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah.
Vernon Dozier's coming up.
So stick around.
Get out of here.
And I hope you read my book on...
Phil Hendry Show.